Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Recently, we were speaking on air about holding in a sneeze and the harm it might possibly result in, if any, and it really got us thinking, what other bodily functions do we regularly hold in that could be doing us damage? Well, our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns, is here to chat about it all. How's it going?
Hello.
Okay, let's talk about it. Can we start with sneezing? I mentioned, because I recently had my face lasered off, hence my marks. And I had some broken capillaries, and apparently you can get them from holding in a sneeze.
Yes.
Is this
like,
true?
It is, with like the pressure. So your sneeze is like, it's a reflex that you don't really have control over if a sneeze is coming, right? And what it is that there's something gets into your nose. You might have a cold or something, so like the inside of your nose is irritated, and or you might have, you know, that debris in there, and something is irritated the inside of your nose, and it basically, you sneeze to get rid of it, to clear your airways, right? And it's an automatic, it's basically a protection thing as well. And it can be triggered by loads of different things. You might have a cold, you might have, and you know your nose and throat, they're closely connected and all that. Like, you might have an allergy to something. People sneeze. My mum sneezes when she's near raw carrots, random. And so you might have an allergy to something, irritates the epithelium off your nose and you sneeze. But holding it in is not, definitely not something we should do, because the pressure builds up. Some people will try and just cover. So you can't stop a sneeze coming, right? But like, some people would try and kind of close off their nose, pinch their nose, right, to hold in. But the pressure that would build up is unbelievable on the inside. It can damage, basically can force, first of all, snot down, the snot backwards into, and all that stuff that your body wanted rid of, into your ear canals and things like that. You could put pressure in your eardrums. That can result, like in super rare cases, but it could happen in a ruptured eardrum. It's not a good idea. But we have definitely learned how important sneeze etiquette is, to sneeze into
we had Professor Luke O'Neill on the show yesterday. Sure, we're experts in viruses and sneezing and hygiene, which is great in a way.
But you know what we don't pay enough attention to, though, is sneezing when we're driving. So if you sneeze, you have to, because of the pressure buildup, you close your eyes, automatically close your eyes when you sneeze. But if you're driving, you close your eyes, and you can travel like 50 to 100, 150 metres depending on the ferocity of the sneeze with your eyes closed. So imagine you're on the fast lane, you're mid overtaking. So like, there's a whole kind of conversation as well. Like, you know, driving when you are sneezing is definitely not a good idea.
Well, you super dangerous. But you can't hold in a sneeze.
You can't hold in a sneeze.
So, and you can't open your eyes when you're trying to hold in. I've tried it, because I've had that exact experience on a motorway before, and you're like trying to keep your eyes open when you're on the road. Yeah. It's very dangerous.
And if you kind of feel like a sneeze coming, you need to get yourself in a safe position. Obviously pull in if that's an option. But if it's not, make sure that you have a really big distance between you and the next car, that your hands are like really, you know, tight in the steering wheel, whatever it is, like, to make yourself safe. Ideally, obviously, pull in. And like, what I definitely should be saying is, like, if you're sneezing, if you have an irritant, like an irritation off your nose, and you've got allergies, something, it's probably not a good idea to be driving at all. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that's good advice. And so, would you say that a whole shouty sneeze that dads do, they're
doing
the right thing?
Oh my God, they love
it.
My dad loves sneezing. I swear to God, it's his favourite pastime. So he sneezes so loudly he couldn't listen to the radio, you'd have to turn off the telly. Yeah. You can hear it. We live next door to them, and you can actually hear it through the walls. And he only sneezes in odd numbers. It's bizarre. He loves sneezing. All my uncles are the same. But do you know, it could put pressure on the inside of your nose as well. So you talk about the blood vessels, absolutely, on the front of your face, but you can also put pressure on the vessels on the inside of your nose, so you could be more prone to nosebleeds and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an important tip. What about coughing then?
Oh yeah, you can't hold in a nightmare trying to stop coughing, and it's just irritating. So like, we also, after COVID, we know, you know, coughing, you know, the coughing etiquette, you know, into the nape of your, or into like a something, if you know, wear a mask. But you can't really stop yourself coughing. Your body wants rid of whatever it has. And I think that we definitely, there has been a really interesting conversation recently, right, that people have gone to the place, and I've experienced it so many times in the last sort of month, that people are like, I feel rotten, I'm coughing and sneezing, but it's okay, I don't have COVID. So people head off into the office or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And even though they're coughing and spluttering, they should definitely be staying at home. We have the ability to hybrid working most of the time, except for you.
Well, no, I could do it on my wardrobe. I did the show on my wardrobe for 3 months. It was very fun. It was
but do you know,
hot.
Yeah,
it was summer, hot breath. Very hot.
But like, there is that whole etiquette as well. Like, just stay at home and don't be passing on these viruses. But coughing is another one. Your body wants rid of the phlegm, and like, it is important to cough so your airways to clear that mucus. Yeah. And it's really important to cough. But, you know, it's about as well, it's good as well because you monitor your phlegm, as gross as that is. Like, if it's dark green, it means that, you know, if it's getting greener, if your phlegm is getting greener, it means that you're potentially getting sicker. So you need to, you know, monitor that. Maybe go to a GP if you know you've got a temperature and dark green sputum.
Can we go the other end?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Peeing.
Definitely don't hold in pee. Well, our bodies, okay, so the bladders are massive. They're amazing. So when we hold in pee, right, our bladders can hold, you know, more than half a litre of urine, okay? But it's so uncomfortable, and it puts everything under too much pressure. Your sphincter, your pelvic floor, everything. It is not a good idea to hold in pee.
What about during the night?
So interesting, there's a thing, so a couple of things. Your body automatically, like, you don't wake up in the middle of the night generally and do a poo, for example. And that's your body sort of, it's the automatic nervous system. It's sort of a thing that your body goes into a relaxation state. So, you know, cutting down on fluids during the night, maybe, you know, forward loading your fluids maybe during the day if you pee loads at night. But it's about not holding it. It's so important because if you think that you've a build up of urine, the urine is in there for longer, it gets stale, and it is more, you're more prone to infection. Yeah. So the cystitis urine and everything. So loads of water, so up to 2 litres, 1.5, 2 litres of water a day, and make sure your urine is clear. But you, the other thing that I know that we had talked about this before, that, you know, that's physiotherapists are specialised in this, okay? And they, if you are one of those people that just needs to pee all the time, there's actually physiotherapists that specialise in helping you train your bladder. Like, we should pee maybe 6 times in 24 hours, okay? So that works out at kind of 4 hourly, and then it's, you know, overall, but you can actually, physios will train, you know, it's like squeezing your toes and your distraction techniques to kind of put yourself off so that you can spread out the peeing.
Okay.
But don't hold it in.
Poos.
Yeah, same. And because it damages the inside of your rectum, your anus. If you do that on a regular basis, you just need to just let it out.
Let it out.
And like, do you know that a big part of it is like if people are super constipated and stuff and aren't going to the loo, like you can do damage to the inside off your rectum and people can get fissures and things like, kind of, you know, if it goes on and on and on. And like, if you are someone that suffers really badly from constipation, you know, there's treatments, and there's like, go and see a dietitian or the Welsh nutrition. So my sister,
she is very good,
but go and see a dietitian, look at taking whole linseed, go to your GP, you know what I mean, definitely get some help, because you might just need to up your maybe your exercise a little bit, your fluid intake. But definitely don't hold it in. Let it out.
Somebody just texted in saying, is holding your nose and blowing out your ears bad for you?
Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend it. So you can equalise. So if it's done in a controlled, gentle manner. So think about if you've ever been scuba diving on a plane. So sometimes you can, you know, the problems with your ears, you know, if you go to altitude.
Yeah.
So you can hold it gently and gently blow in, and it basically equalises. That's what scuba divers do when people going up into altitude. But the problem is if you hold it in the middle of a sneeze, it's just too much power that comes, it goes, and the power can damage your eardrums. So okay, you need to do it in a controlled manner, but sneezing and holding would be different to.
I would always try not to hiccup. Is that a good thing?
Do you know what? Hiccups are, some people are absolutely driven demented by hiccups. They're awful things.
Yeah.
So hiccups happen, your diaphragm is spasming, and it can happen for lots of different people. Things, you might have had fizzy drinks can maybe drive it. Do you know people get hiccups and they're anxious? Yeah,
that's,
it can
crazy
happen for loads of different reasons. So a couple of things, you can give people a fright. Cold water really is the best thing. So is ice it? Cold water. There is a trick that I've said. So bringing your knees up to your chest, and basically it helps relax the diaphragm and stops that spasming and that hiccup noise that happens when the diaphragm spasms. You know, there's loads of different tips and tricks. But one of the things that definitely I've found in my experience works. So if you get a glass of water, but try and drink from the other side, so you're leaning forward over like that, that can really help. But you know, that whole thing, giving a fright, and what that is you take an inhale, a sharp inhale when you take a fright, and it can relax the diaphragm.
Okay, so sometimes that does work.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about wind?
Oh yeah.
I mean, do it for the sake of your colleagues and your friends and people at the dinner table.
Yeah. I mean, etiquette there that we should all be adhering. But you know something? It is totally normal to pass wind. However, there are lots of people, it can be such a sign of like IBS or other problems or dietary issues. Like if you pass wind excessively, like you might chew chewing gum all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might, you know, there's lots of different reasons, dietary reasons and things that I would definitely recommend that if you pass wind more than the average, start looking into it. Like, for example, some people have dietary issues. They need a low FODMAP diet, it's called, and they can be driven demented by eating things like onion and garlic can make them really gassy.
Okay. And I just want to go to holding our breath again. I think we can all agree that holding our breath is for far too long can be really dangerous. But can holding our breath for a long spell cause any issues for us? Like
you can get really dizzy. It's not a good idea, really. Like, and if you've ever seen, do you see that diving show on Netflix? It definitely would put you off holding your breath. You know, that free diving thing. But no, it can't. You know what? It's not a good idea. There's so much science actually around breathing now and knows the power of nose breathing and trying to avoid mouth breathing and all that, but actually holding breath, it can make you quite dizzy. It increases that internal pressure and things. Really, it's not a good idea.
So don't be holding anything.
Literally, let it all happen.
Let it all out.
But if it's all coming out excessively, you probably need to start thinking.
Okay, so
about
what's
going
excessive?
To,
like, you know, how do we know if we're in a point where we need to go see a GP?
Yeah, like okay, so like if I suppose okay, green snot, green sputum. If you're coughing up GP. Dark green stuff, and you've got a temperature in particular, definitely GP time. And if you see that, your sputum was like light green on a Monday, now it's super dark green, there you go. You're getting worse. The infection could be getting worse. So go and see a GP. Like if you're farting and you're kind of conscious of it, that's the thing. Like if you're passing wind and you're conscious of it and you're like, God, this is happening all the time, definitely a GP or a dietitian. Go and see a dietitian.
Sorry to laugh. Imagine going to your doctor, you know, 65 quid.
I just can't stop farting.
It could be a real issue.
It could be as simple as stop eating onions and boom. So like I think the power of a dietitian in that situation, definitely.
Go see a dietitian. I get hiccups, this texter says, every time I eat brown bread and sometimes when I eat white bread. What is happening here? Maybe you should have just texted in when I eat bread. I get. Anyway, what's happening there? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Like it could be... I don't know, maybe
your diaphragm.
I don't know. You could be releasing gas from it again. You might be a little bit intolerant off maybe gluten or something. Maybe that's driving it.
Go get it checked out.
That's the thing about Irish people, isn't it?
We just love a bit of suffering and misery in our lives.
Don't mind me, I'll just sit here in the dark. Do you know that? The Irish mammy.
Yeah. Just like go and get help.
There's people going around like with really kind of, and they're just tolerating such hardship. Like people going around passing, there's people going around there, like the passing wind so excessively that they're not going to social occasions. Maybe they've got, you know, altered bowel movements or something like that, that they couldn't even maybe consider a walk down Dunleary Pier. You know, there's people going through such hardship, and actually it could be as simple as just going to a dietitian and literally they have a look at your diet, you take a bit of a diary and boom, within 2 weeks it's sorted.
So
don't suffer. You're self-conscious about something, that's a big trigger, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sarah, thanks for coming in and speaking with us there. Nurse Sarah Kern speaking to us there about bodily functions and some of the issues that you might get if you're holding it in. You can follow Sarah on Instagram. She's at Hands On Health.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.